You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are joined by Brian Clary, attorney by day and writer by night. He's also the author of Amicus Curiae and Unfinished Business. Mr. Clary, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing all about your writing career. So first of all, how did you get interested in writing? There are so many folks that tune in that have such a desire to write a book or to be like you. So get into your interest in writing and where all that began.
You know, Eric, I don't think I'm unique in the notion that there are stories that you think of in your head, maybe life circumstances that drive it, or it could be just things that you think would make a compelling story. The barrier is to sit down and start doing it. And a lot of people, like I did for many years, just said, well, I don't really have the audacity to sit down and start something as complex and lengthy as a novel. But I always say that the journey to the completing a novel begins with typing the first word. And that's the barrier. And once you do that, you're on your way.
Share with us what brought you to the point of getting started on writing your first book, Amicus Curiae, and maybe some of the things that need to be in place to begin writing a book.
Well, Amicus is a good example. It started when I saw a news report one day. This was back in the 1990s. That's how far back it goes, where a victim, a mother of a victim, a murder victim, was protesting outside of the courthouse, not for harsh treatment of the perpetrator, but rather leniency and not getting the death penalty. And I thought to myself at that point, I said, good grief, what if she succeeded in that and the person was released and ended up back in the community, and what complications that could cause? And so that was the genesis of it. I started getting some spare time in the late 90s, and I started to work on it. Eric, this goes back so far that the main character in the book at the time didn't have a cell phone. She actually made a payphone call. That's how far back the idea went. But the completing a story from chapter one to chapter done is not as difficult as you would think. It is editing it and getting it read-worthy that is the biggest challenge, and that takes a lot of time.
I bet it did. Now, as far as those that are looking to write or have a desire soon to begin writing a book, what writing tips can you share in regards to the fiction do's and don'ts that could be helpful?
You know, as a trial lawyer, most trial lawyers are good storytellers, and everything we do in a courtroom is the art of persuasion. So reaching out to people, putting things in a way that's compelling to the listener is a part of what we do. But storytelling is not writing, and documentaries are not literature. So you've got to put it into a format that is readable and entertaining. And what I did to do that, since I'm not an avid reader myself, was I began by listening to audiobooks, and I commenced with the classics. I listened to a lot of Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, even as far back as Mark Twain, just to get ideas on how they structure. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned from that process is that, and this was a tenet of Ernest Hemingway, which is to describe with verbs and not adjectives. And we all have a tendency when we write to over-explain with adjectives or even worse, adverbs, but you should describe with action. And I think that's the biggest lesson that I learned along the way.
Quite interesting. Today we're joined by Mr. Brian Clary, attorney by day and writer by night, and author of Amicus Curiae and Unfinished Business here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Clary, we all know writing is a huge task, time-consuming for sure. Get into some of the burdens of editing and what that entails.
I have a saying that I use for myself, and it's you should edit with a machete and not a scalpel. Yeah, so once you have a story that's written, you know, chapter one to the end, you've got to go back and really take every paragraph and say, does this paragraph further this story? And it's tough to do it because you may work on a paragraph for, you know, 45 minutes to get it the way you want it, and excising it out is kind of painful. And in fact, I actually trick myself in a way. I'll take something I'm going to edit out. I'll stick it at the end of the book just in case I change my mind on it. And Eric, I don't think I've ever gone back and added anything in. But just because you wrote it is not justification for leaving it in the finished work. So you've got to really get in there and edit it. And in fact, in Amicus Curiae, in one edit, I knocked out 180 pages. That's how much I found in there that didn't further the story.
Wow, that's unreal. 180 pages. What was the inspiration for your second book, Unfinished Business? Touch on those details a little, if you would.
It's kind of like Amicus. Amicus Curiae. You see something, or you're in a situation, and you start to think about what kind of a story could flow from that. And in the instance of Unfinished Business, a colleague of mine, we went to the golf course. We were trying to squeeze in an afternoon a round of golf, and the sun beat us. So as we were coming down the stretch, it got too dark to play. So we walked off the course, and as we were walking toward the clubhouse, I got to thinking, you know, what if on that day I was shooting the best round of golf that I ever had, and I had to quit before I could finish it because of the sunset? Now, for a story, I couldn't have it placed here in Texas, because all you'd have to do is go out the next day and finish the round of golf. But what I did was, for Unfinished Business, it's set in Montana, and this round of a lifetime for the main character, Benjamin Digby, occurred on the precipice of a snowstorm that closed the golf course for the duration until the spring thaw. So it's what takes place over that winter, the complications and the building drama that makes the story very compelling.
On another note, shifting gears here, if you would share with us the process of publishing, and what have you been doing in regards to marketing, covering the publishing and the marketing aspect?
Well, I'm self-published, so for those who have not read about that experience or done it yourself, there are several companies out there that you can take your finished work, and they will offer various levels of editorial services, content review, make sure that you're not stepping on other copyrights, but it's expensive, and there's different packages and different levels of help for that. So if you've got an idea and you can get it on paper and you can finish it, you can have it on the market, on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, just like the current books are for myself. But it is expensive to do that. And there are a lot of self-published writers out there that are like me, and they're struggling with the marketing part. I'm not very much of a person to go out there and sell myself. I've never done that in my law practice. I've always been blessed to have people come to me that want me to represent them, and it's the same with the book. But I finally have getting into that stage of it, and it is probably harder than writing the actual book to get it marketed.
You've shared a lot of highlights and a lot of information that can help those that are desiring and aspiring to write in the future. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip along the lines of our conversation today?
The reason that this is important to me is it's not work to me. I actually enjoy it, and it's something that I don't consider a drudgery at all. This is something that I enjoy. Now, with that said, I have not quit that day job that you've mentioned. I'm still full-time in the practice of law, but I find writing to be enjoyable and relaxing and fulfilling, and so I plan to do this for the duration.
Well, Mr. Clary, it certainly has been great to have had you, and I really appreciate your time. It's just the way you've explained yourself and presented yourself. It makes me want to jump in and check out your two books. And speaking of which, if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about your books, how one could be in contact if they wanted to, and again, mention where your books can be purchased.
The website is claryauthor.com, and so you can go there and get a feel for what the books are about. But they're also available at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon, go into the search field, just put in Brian Clary, and those books will pop up.
Quite easy enough. Well, Mr. Clary, again, it's been our pleasure to have had you today, and continued success, and certainly look forward to the possibility of having you back with us right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a happy 2017.
You as well. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Brian Clary, attorney by day and writer by night, and author of Amicus Curiae and Unfinished Business. And for more information and for contact, simply visit claryauthor.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.